Are you ready?
Level Up Daily, the hottest podcast for self-growth, with interviews from the hottest celebrities.
Told her to level me up, told her to level me up, yeah.
Now, your host, DeAndre Evans.
Told her to level me up, told her to level me up, yeah.
It's time to level up.
Now level up.
Yo, what's up, ladies and G's? Much love to those returning, and shout out for those tuning in for the first time. If y'all made it back, look, I appreciate y'all. Y'all know the vibes, man. Y'all know how we get down on this podcast. But listen, if this is your first time here, I just want to say thank you so much for hitting the play button. And just to give you a little peace of mind, you made it to the right side of all podcasts. I'm just going to be honest. We talk about it all on this side. Trial, tribulation, success, money, wealth, love, you name it, fitness, sports. We got it. We do it, especially when I bring on special guests. You know what I'm saying? People that you may know or you may have not heard of, but the conversations are always lit. However, I'm feeling good today because it's Thursday. Like I said prior, I knew I was going to start dropping episodes again Tuesdays, Thursdays. So, you know, boy, trying to be consistent with this thing. It's not easy when you're running multiple companies, baby. You got stuff going on. But I appreciate all y'all for just still tapping in and just listening to the kid and all my shenanigans and so on and so forth. But today, like I say, I'm feeling good. And I just want to dive straight into it. You know, I don't like to waste time and give y'all the fluff and run around and all blah 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 blah. We ain't got time for that. We trying to get to this money. We trying to level up. We trying to live our best life. We trying to elevate, take care of our families, our kids, our parents, you know, and just feel great. So look, today's conversation is around leadership, right? But let me tell you how this topic popped up. Okay, so I was out and about minding my business, right, having a good old time. I think I'm probably at a bar somewhere, right? Got me a little drink, you know, watching the game, the playoffs on, so your boy kicking it. And a couple gentlemen walked in. They sat next to me at the bar, and, you know, they want to make small talk. They're like, hey, how's it going? Oh, you look like Dwayne Wade. Or, you know how people be when they just want to talk, right? So all of that's happening. I'm like, okay, cool. Here we go. Got a rodeo. Got a show going on. However, it was very enlightening, though, turn of events. Once they sat down, we ordered a couple of drinks. Gentleman asked me, he was like, what do you do? Like, what are you into? Because he saw what I was doing on my phone at the time, you know, and I was taking calls. And he was like, what are you into? And so I told him I own a couple of businesses. My baby right now is my branding and marketing agency in Detroit. I also have telecommunications, blah, 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 podcast, all this stuff, right? And he was like, oh, that's awesome. He was like, wait, so do you have a team with you? And I was like, yeah, I definitely do. And one of his buddies reached over and he was like, yo, if you don't mind us asking, because we just starting a company and we're kind of still, you know, new to this. However, we have a small team and we really want to take it to the next level. Would you be able to help with that? And I'm thinking, yeah, of course. You're talking about marketing, branding. Baby, this is what I do. I could do this for anybody, for real. He was like, yeah, we'll love that. But also just on the leadership part. And this kind of threw me for a loop because this is not like we had a conference. You feel me? We're not at no real event talking about this. But it was just, you know, a genuine question. And so he asked me about leadership and he was like, you know, how do you go about it with your team? How big is your team? Asked me all these questions. So I gave him my answer, right? I guided him the best of my ability and what I believe what leadership is and so on and so forth. So today, that's what I want to talk about. I kind of want to like revisit that conversation I had with those gentlemen because I feel like, you know, it can help somebody out there, especially if you have a company, you have a team and you're looking to scale it. And again, I feel like this could be very useful because I know I got a lot of bosses out there, right? I got a lot of people that listen to this podcast. You probably have a business. You might run a small to large team. And one of the main questions that pop up, right, is how do I become a better leader? Or how do I get my team on the same page as me to crush it and be just as excited, right? And so for me, what I like to do is just define things, right? What is leadership? What does that mean? Okay. And I know everyone's definition is going to be a little different, but I'm going to give you my definition of it and what I told these gentlemen. Okay. So my definition of leadership, and I'm very straightforward, right? It's really all about caring, right? Caring about how you carry yourself, how you treat others, the values and principles you live by, and your intent behind why you do what you do in the first place, right? See, when you step up to the plate and you decide to build something and go after your dreams, you begin to play a much larger game of how many people can I help versus what can people do for me, right? I'm trying to get the Rolex. I'm trying to get the car, the house, the boats. Like, the game starts to change when you start to scale and grow, because you're really not in business for yourself. I know a lot of people like to think that, but if you got a product or a service, you're really in business for others, because you're promoting yourself and your brand, however, in return to be of value to someone else. So the game has shifted. And for me, you know, how I see it is, like, leadership comes with so many different hats, and most people just don't realize it. Like, most people want to win the game 1-0, like, ultimately in life, right? They just want to be winners. They want to have a clean record, the best record, 1-0, right? While for me, I like to play it as like 52-40 or 117-97. You know what I'm saying? Like, there will be losses, and this is full transparency, because it comes with it, and this is just part of leadership. Like, there's no shortcuts or ways around it. There's gonna be growing pains. Like, I've had deals where I go 10-0 by myself and everything's rocking, like, I'm crushing it. But guess what? I couldn't scale, right? So many projects coming in, it's only so much I can do by myself. And so I'm limited to how far I can go, versus, you know, when I started hiring and building a team and we go 34-7, right? More work, more deals. However, there may be a few shortcomings. And for me, that's okay. But I know for most people, they don't have the appetite to really handle, you know, 20 mistakes, 25 mistakes out of 53 or 60 great moves. But I do. And I understand it. And I don't really get upset about that. Like, people have to understand people. This is a people game. You get into business, this is all about people. Right. So it's very important to know also that not everyone really communicates the same way or think the same way. I know for a fact I don't think the same way as most of the people I hang around, and they don't think like me. And guess what? That's OK. Right. We can learn from one another. However, I notice some bosses try to put fear into people and use that as a motive. And so when I was talking to these guys at the bar, they was telling me about their past experiences and how their bosses treated them. And it was like, you got to do this by this deadline or you're fired, or if you don't do this or else, you know. And I was like, yo, to be honest with y'all, that might work, you know, back in the day, way, way back when. But now, more than ever, you got these young people out here. Look, I'm gonna be 100 with y'all. They don't give a fuck about that job. You know what I'm saying? They don't care about that. Like, we can get another job. That's the mentality of a lot of young people. Like, we can go get another job. It's not hard. You know what I'm saying? I can get another job that pays more, better benefits. I can, you know, maybe work from home or travel, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So it's always different. You know what I'm saying? It's just different times. And so as I'm sharing this information with these gentlemen, they're like, oh, you're right. I get it. You know, it's different times, different perspectives. But how do you, you know, how do you combat this? How do you, you know, make it to where people are more included? And I'm like, my friend, you don't combat it. You don't fight against it. You help it. You be of help. You know, you got to create an environment where people want to come to you and ask you for help. Like, if you run a business and you're blessed to have a team that rocks with you, that means you're doing something right. Okay. You're leading the way in the right way where people want to stick around, and you inspire them and motivate and push them towards the greatness. But again, the real sauce is, what I believe makes for a great leader is having that self-awareness, showing that empathy, right? Again, understanding their needs and wants and what people need, you know, out of this for them and their family, what they want to do. And I just feel like so many CEOs or bosses, quote unquote, right, want people to go hard for their business, but don't want to go hard for the people you just hired to help you. Like, come on, y'all. Like, for real, be real. That's insane, right? To me, that just shows a lack of character. Like, I talk to my team all the time. We check in all the time. I'm actually texting them right now as I'm doing this podcast, because I got a few of them asking me about posts for this company we just got, this deal. So, you know, I'm always in communication. You know, we might be sending memes in a group chat back and forth joking. You know, we might be talking about vacation, playing sports, like everything. I do my best to create that environment where my team want to come to me and be comfortable to speak their mind, versus having them hiding, you know what I'm saying, and like running away, you know, if I come around or they don't want to share their thoughts, to chop it up. Because ultimately, if they can't come to you and ask a question, then guess what? You need to start asking yourself the question of, what am I doing wrong? Have you created such a power distance between you and your team where they don't feel comfortable speaking to you? Or maybe you're projecting the pressure you're receiving onto them. You know what I'm saying? And so one of the best ways to handle this is to stop the pressure at your level and not deploy more of it to your team. Because if you become stressed out, guess what? Your team becomes stressed out. So it's best to keep a cool, calm, and collected mind, you know, throughout everything. And of course, you know, it's going to be some ups and downs, but at the end of the day, it's going to fall on you regardless. Whether you hire Tim, Joe, John, Sarah, Kate, whoever, you hire them. So therefore, you are responsible for them, right? You chose them based on your intuition and what they say they can do and what you saw. So ultimately, you're taking the gamble. So if anything really goes wrong, it falls back on you as a leader. You have to find a way to get through it. So being cool, calm, and collective, again, is very essential, man, especially if you're bringing on more projects and hiring more staff. However, the beautiful thing about leadership, though, that I really love is that it can be learned. You know, whether you go out and find a mentor or you might go to a private event or a mastermind, you know, not at the bar, right? You learn how to become a great leader. You just have to decide on whether or not you want to or not. That's the decision. Because once you show up and you begin to lead, guess what? Your team will show up and begin to follow you, begin to run with you, begin to push you as well. And that's the beauty of it. Like those lessons that you've instilled into your team will be passed along to them or carried in another format to where they can go off and build their own team. They can do their own thing. So again, leadership is all about caring. It's about how you make people feel. You know, people will remember you by how you made them feel, right? So you have to ask yourself, how do you want to be remembered? What do you want people to say about you when they go off and do their own thing or they leave from you? Once they sit down with you, right, and they get up and leave, what do you want them to take away from your interaction? You got to set the standard. What's your standard going to be for yourself and for the company you keep? So look, I hope this helps. You know, this brief story, this brief moment in time, as again, this is a conversation that popped up at a bar, and I felt like I think this can do something for a lot of people, especially if you're starting a business or you're thinking about hiring. I know when you think about hiring, it can be scary, it can be tough because you're like, well, I don't know if they can really do it, right? Or oh, I gotta pay that much, you know, to keep them. They, you know, it's so many things that pop up in your mind, and really, you know. What I think a lot of the times it is that a lot of people feel as though the execution might not be there on a level that you know you can do it as, and you feel as though you can do it better than everyone else. But I'm telling y'all, man, if you want to build something great, if you want to build a community, if you want to build support, you know, you just have to care. You have to be transparent in your approach. That whole macho, bravo type attitude, you know, if it's your route, by all means, do it. I'm not going to, you know, say don't. If that's the culture that you want to build, you know, if you want that, cool. But if you want something different, if you want to build that real genuine relationship, then I'm telling you, caring for your team, again, is all imperative to your success. So again, I hope this helps as we all are called, you know, to be something in life. But it's up to you to put forth the effort to become it. So with this being said on this Thursday, hope y'all go out. Go be great leaders, man. God called you to be great and go set the standard. So until next time, much love, peace, and blessings.